You're listening to the Best of Billy Borelli Laugh Chat, Part 3.
Still with us, boys and girls? Good. Because Bill's about to kick it up a notch. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Thank you.
Show 52. Happy Pride Hangover Monday.
I get a lot of people that come in from other countries. And, yeah, I think I touched on this subject. But what really bugs me is now I think everybody's trying to be – they're trying to – like before, you know, you'd get white people and they just – well, I'm going to go to the taqueria and get me a burrito with the taco and carne asada, and then we're just going to go have ourselves a cerveza. Is that bilingual enough for you? I mean, just butcher this shit out of languages. Just not give a fuck. Just like, you know what? Now everybody wants to, like, pronounce it. Well, this is Fernando, and he's going to be living with us. He's got a job at La Taqueria, and then he's going to go, and he's going to go live at La Casa, and he's going to perform duties. He's going to clean La Baño, and he's going to go, and he's going to go with his family back to Mexico. Stop trying to fucking be all, like, they're going to go, oh, she's pronouncing everything correctly, so let me not fuck her. Okay. I didn't mean that he was going to do that. I'm just saying, folks, don't get your titties all twisted. This is comedy. But stop pretending like you give a shit about someone else's language. Stop pretending like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pronounce it properly so I can be liked. They don't give a fuck. And we don't give a fuck. You think if somebody in a busted up English is going to talk to me and they pronounce something correctly, I'm going to go, oh, you've really been trying. Wow. I don't care. As long as I can understand you, if it's broken English, so be it. As long as I can understand you, speak it. Speak what you feel comfortable. So I'll tell you, I'll fuck Spanish up. I'll just butcher the shit out of it. Yo, hermano, let me get a, I'll get a chicken mole and a burrito. Throw in a little pico de gallo. Yeah, I'll have some of that too. Whatever. Sour crema. Yeah, that. No quesos. I don't want none of those. But make this to go por favor. Prefer. And he'll just look at me like, fucking puto cabrón. Bueno. Where has Sean Connery been? Where is Sean? You know, I want Sean Connery to do like a documentary about baseball, probably something he knows dick about.
Yes, well, what you do is you kind of stand up there with a big old wooden stick. Then you swing at some asshole who throws this little white ball at you. You got to hit it back to him. Then you run around like a fucking maniac trying to go in circles. Sometimes you land in dirt, sometimes you land in the grass. And then you yell at some guy who's wearing a mask and a bunch of body armor at the end of it when he says, you're out of here. I don't know what that's about. Sometimes if you throw that little white ball at someone, the bench is clear and everybody's fighting, but they're not fighting very good. They're just throwing haymakers. Back in my day, we just used to chop your fucking head off. But what's going on with that these days? Huh? The cartels and the Muslims, they're chopping everybody's head off. I can't keep up with that. I don't know who's trying to be better. I think the cartels are taking it one step further and using chainsaws. Huh? But they're putting it all over the internet, just like the Muslim brothers. But yeah, it's not as sexy anymore. In my movies, yeah, all you heard was ching, and then off comes your head. But now these days, they want to chop it off with a rusty butter knife. What kind of fun is that? Meanwhile, they're screaming, snack bar! All here for snack bar! All here for snack bar! You think they get tired of saying that? I do.
I still say my movie, Taxi Driver, that should be Robert De Niro's coming his breakout, like, old man role. You know, everybody has a resurgence. And not to say that Robert De Niro's, you know, not a good actor, or he's kind of long in the tooth, but, you know, I mean, an old dude in porn, Taxi Driver.
How you doing?
Good. What do you want to do?
Well, it's, I want you to get my taxi, huh? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to you, big boy.
Okay. You know, what are you doing? You sucking me, huh? You sucking me? You must be sucking me. There's nobody else around. Taxi driver. Oh, shit, man. Is this thing on? I'm expecting, like, people to, like, laugh.
Show 54, Frisky Filthy Friday.
Meanwhile, the president's like, I just want to take extra time to say a prayer for the airplane. And let's give some shout-outs. Yeah, all right. Hey, happen to be here in Delaware. All right. I'm a little pissed off because everybody has a cell phone camera. Everybody's got a cell phone camera. You can't do shit. You can't road rage. You can't be on BART cussing somebody out. You can't do anything without somebody whipping out a camera and posting your ass on YouTube, on Facebook, on WorldStar. It's like you want to say something. It's like, you can't do it anymore because somebody's going to have a camera and they're going to record you. You know, one day I'm on BART, and this is a true story. I'm on BART, and I look across from me, and I see this guy. He's got his phone. He's like, he looks like a pervert, right? And he's like holding his phone, and he's looking up at this couple that is sitting across from me, and they're kissing. You know, they're like canoodling and kissing on BART. And I'm like, yeah, that's cute. And then I'm like, you know, he's like watching them really creepy looking. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be on this video. So I had to slowly put away my dick. I'm like, I do not want to be in this guy's video. No way. You ain't catching me, buddy. No. And everybody's got a cell phone camera. Everybody. Police get no respect. I hear Mike Tyson's got a new rap out. You know, he does. He does have a new rap. And I have a little piece of it right here. Hang on a second. I think I can get it up here. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to take this mic?
Yeah, okay, what's up? Yo, DJ, drop that shit. Come and put your face on it. Put your face on it. Come and put your face on it. Put your face on it. Put your face on it, bitch. Put your face on it. Come and put your face on it. It's not even my birthday. But you're gonna get my Tyson off. I wanna hurt you in the worst way. Stop blowing that whistle now. I'm gonna rape you. Rape you. No, you're gonna like it. Stop trying to fight it. I forgot the lyrics. Oh shit. I'm gonna rape you. Rape. Ooh, baby, you're feisty. Let's grab some ice cream. Gonna eat your children, too. Then I'm gonna marry you, bitch. Give me that, asshole. I can't believe he did that. Rape? Really, Mike? You're gonna rape? I know, it's the song Cake, but he says rape. Mike Tyson's just raping everything. Oh, it's raise. He's raising pigeons, not raping pigeons. Okay. Oh, I had to get that right. It's better to live on your feet than die on your knees. No, wait. Fucking, I screwed that up too. Man, my quotes are backwards. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Well, then, boy, you're going to be done. No. I'm just kidding. Don't do it.
Show 61. New season.
Speaking of living online, social media, I know we talk about it, everybody talks about it. Social media has made us antisocial. If you think about it, it's antisocial media. You don't want to interact with your friends while you're out. Everybody whips out their smartphones and everybody starts texting, I'm having such a great time with my friends. Think about that for a second. When your friend next to you is tweeting or texting or Instagramming or Facebooking the exact same fucking thing,
They're having a great time with their friends and so on and so on. Everybody's doing the exact same things at the exact same moment. What kind of a time are you having if you're not really socializing, but you're socializing with other people? And what kills me is I have a coworker, and she was telling me about her boyfriend that, you know, she was like, you know what, I don't want, I'm through talking with you for the night. Not in so many words, but, you know, I'm going to go to bed. Spent the next hour on Twitter, and he's like, oh, okay. You know, he's all angry that she's on Twitter, which if you're going to say, I'm going to go to bed, make it, be honest, say, look, I don't want to talk anymore. I'm done talking. I'm done running my mouth. I'm a little tired. So I'm just going to use my thumb and eyes and flip through the internet for a while and read. Me, I like reading news, to be quite honest. I want to see what's in the news. You know, I want to look at videos of cars, music, you know, listen to music, look at videos. So there is a sense of, you know, antisocialism. I mean, you get a chance to talk to somebody over the phone. Do it. And as Dee said, reconnect with your family. Life is short, and that indeed it is. So if you're out with your friends antisocializing on antisocial networks, put the phones down. Turn them off if you can. Just be like how it was in the 90s. You know, we went out. We had a good time. You met people out at the bar. They were just as drunk as you. You had a good time. Oh, my God, what did I come home to? Get the fuck out of my apartment. You're an ugly wench. And then that's how it went. We had happy times. A teen pointed a laser at the Bills kicker, Buffalo Bills kicker, Mr. Such and Such, I should have wrote down his name, was being distracted by a fan who was pointing a laser at his face while he was kicking. The first kick he missed, the second kick he made, and he bragged about it on Twitter. Hey, I pointed a laser at the Bills kicker. What do you think about that? Ha, ha, ha. Hashtag come to my house, police. Ha, ha, ha. Never going back again. You got kicked out for your life from their stadium. You know, if I wrote comic books would be – I wouldn't be writing comic books. I would write one comic book, and I'm going to tell you why. Because – all these superheroes that have gotten their powers from accidents, they would have been dead. Let me tell you something. You know what would happen if I would have gotten bit by a radioactive spider? Dead. Do you know what would happen if I would have gotten exposed to a big gamma bomb? Fucking dead. In pieces. So I don't want to... Oh, Superman. Coming to Earth in a meteor. You know what I've been? I'd have been, by the time I got to Earth, a boiled fucking egg. Dead. Each page dedicated to these person's story. Bruce Banner, scientist, pushes this guy out of a way of a bomb. Box 3, boom, he's in pieces, dead. Good night. Stan Lee must have been smoking the most tainted weed on Earth to be, well, do you see here? We're just going to smoke this weed. Yeah, radioactive spiders, motherfucker, crawls on walls and shit. Yeah, shoots webs out of these mechanical web things. I like it. Press that shit. Some guy. All right, you know how we get mad. We just want to smash everything. Yeah. Well, how about a guy that really can do that? He's a doctor. He's trying to develop this gamma bomb. He sees somebody playing a fucking harmonica in a bomb zone, by the way. Who sits in a Jeep and plays harmonica in a bomb zone? Only in the Hulk comic book. If you read it and if you know the story, that's the original. They're looking at this gamma bomb and they're like, they're about to detonate it. And Bruce Banner says, oh, there's some asshole over there in a Jeep playing harmonica close to the bomb. Figure that fucking shit out for a minute. How retarded are you that you do not know where you're at? There's a bomb right over there, but I'm going to fucking play harmonica right here. And so he pushes this dickhead into the little ditch, and then the bomb goes off, and he gets exposed. Suddenly he's the Hulk. Only Stan Lee. Then there's DC, too. Now, Batman, yeah. Okay. Super rich guy. Spends all his money on gadgets. Learns martial arts, Okay, Batman. I mean, Batman's been around for fucking ever, too. That was the first real, like, realistic superhero. You know, Batman. I give him that. Robin, I don't know fucking where he came from. He's just some guy in tights. Anyway, it should be just Batman and just Batman. That's it. And Ben Dover Affleck is going to play Batman. Oh, wow. How anti-gun is this movie going to be? You know, that's a gun, and you're pointing it out of the Muslim. That's racist, and I don't like guns. Get the fuck out of here, Ben Dover. I hope I never meet you. Anyway. So, you ever notice, too? So I'm watching, I'm streaming, because I don't have live TV, but I'm streaming the football game tonight, which, by the way, I'm getting my ass beat in one league. I don't, and then those same players, I've got in another league, and I'm beating ass in that league. So it's like, great. I can't be 5-2 in both leagues, or 5-1 in both leagues. Really? Really? Anyway. So I'm watching the streaming, and I guess it's from Great Britain because all the commercials are in British. You know, excuse me. Like it's another language. All the commercials have an English accent, voiceover person. And it's really like, oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to go buy that fucking Audi right now because he said so. Because if it was just you and I, I'd be like, hey, go buy an Audi. Would you buy it? I'd be like, fuck you. But if you heard a British guy say it, Audi. The only European car worth its weight in gold. Audi. The moment you buy one, you'll never want to stop driving it. The excellence of Audi. Buy one now. Visit your local Audi dealer. You would be there tomorrow because this guy told you to. Here's my rendition of it. Audi. It's a pretty cool car. It's German, I think, or Dutch. Anyway, it's got four circles, pretty fast. Go get one. You know, low financing. You know, you'll just have to get three jobs to pay for it, but fuck it. You know, you only live YOLO, you only live once. Nobody would go buy it. No. Audi, your local Audi dealer. So you kind of really want it. You have to go do every commercial. It's like, Cheez-Its, the luxurious cheese-flavored cracker. You'll eat Cheez-Its with everything. You'll eat it with wine. You'll eat it with your favorite brew, Cheez-Its. And you go and get one. It's like, fuck me. You make it sound so good. Right.
Show 43, National Unemployment Day.
So, going forward, you know, back in the day when I would smoke, and I wasn't what you would consider a pothead, I was recreational. I mean, yeah, I did it to get high. I didn't fake it. I've got cataracts, so I need it. I want to get high, shit. You know? And that's what 99% of weed smokers, that's why they get it, because they want to get high. You get potheads that go in and go, let me get... And this is another thing, these dispensaries. And the shitload of different types of weed. When I was younger, I'd go hang out with my buddy and his uncle, my brother, you know, and we'd say, let's smoke weed, bang. And he rolled the weed, and we smoked the weed, and that was the end of it. There was no, like, what kind is it? Is this blueberry brackenbush? Is this the bomb dank? Is this chronic over easy? Is this black death? What the fuck happened to weed? Where is weed? Where was weed? Where does that go? What happened to weed? Does anybody still grow that anymore? What happened to weed? You know, everybody back in the day grew weed. You know, maybe there was some variations of where it was from. Maui Wowie, California, Mexico. Now it's like fungi. Well, this is fungi operandi, and this is green black death mixed in with some perp.
I don't understand, you know, and then there's like, you know, they show the, well, this is the consistency of the, this is how much, you know, high you'll get. And there's this percent of this fucking shit in here because there's no fucking cow poop in it. And this one has cow poop in it and that'll get you higher. This one's dusted with PCP. This one has crank. This one has coke. Fuck you. Jeez. Man, I mean, I don't get it. And I don't want to get it. Keep your weed. Smoke it. Smoke your face off. I don't care. Keep your weed. I'm a former smoker. I don't smoke it anymore. I haven't smoked it in a long time. I'm very proud of that. What? And I forget stuff. But anyway, what happened to, you know, I was making an observation one day about my mail. And, you know, I have these two different mail carriers. One's this older Filipino lady, and one's this Chinese gentleman, I think. I think he's Chinese. Got a glimpse of him. You know, sometimes you just don't know. Fuck, let's be honest. It's not like they all look alike or, you know, we all look alike. Sometimes you just don't fucking know, okay? Don't, oh, you're racist. Suck it. Eat my ass and suck it. Doesn't mean I'm racist. I don't fucking know sometimes, all right? Fuck you. You know, I could look at somebody white and they'll be like, well, I'm Spanish. Oh, shit, your blonde hair and blue eyes threw me off. Sorry, dude. Hablo Espanol. So sometimes you just don't fucking know. So if you make a mistake and somebody points it out that you're racist, tell them to sit and spin, asshole. There, I got that out. Now, I can't tell if he's Chinese or what. He's Asian. He's obviously Asian, okay? And I had a female mail carrier, and she may be, you know, I thought she was Latina, like, you know, Mexican. Turns out she was Filipino. I'm like, again, fuck me, running, all right? I don't know. I got to put some softener in my clothes, so you all get to witness this. Hear that? That's my brand new washing machine. Yep, two guys delivered it today, in and out. Well, the first time. They brought a washing machine, but it was having some issues with the spigot in the back. The spigot in the back was messed up, and it was spraying water all over the place. So they brought a new machine, which looks brand spanking new. I mean, it's a great little machine here. $160. Works great. Inside is clean. Outside is clean. It looks pretty much brand new. Anyway, so going back to the mail carriers, you know, back in the day, it was like there's jokes about, oh, your kids look like the mailman. Your kids look like the milkman. Ooh. Not anymore. You don't see, like, studly, you know, mail carriers anymore. You know, like, hi, how are you? Here's your mail. All right. Shall I give you some sex, too? Let's go in the back. Where's your husband? At his office job? Great. I'll deliver the mail and a little something extra. Bye. Eat shit. Mail carriers these days, nobody wants to fuck them. I saw her. She's got a limp. She's just, you know, a little pudgy thing. She wears a white helmet. Wait a minute. What's with the hard hats? Or is it a helmet? Or what is it? It's like this. They're going on a safari, you know, the white safari Congo hard hat type hats. Like, what do you need a hard hat for? What the fuck do you need a hard hat for? You, the worst thing that you are going to suffer from is a paper cut. And maybe a dog. I don't know these days. Do people still like, oh my God, dogs and mailmen? Is that the thing? Say, oh, there's still a dog and mailman. He's going to bite me. Here's some mace. That's what the women wanted. But then it's like, you know, you're sleeping with the mailman, but he walks in and he smells like hot balls. So you really want your kids to look like a sweaty, smelly mailman that smells like hot balls? Hey, how are you? I brought the mail today. Can I take a shower before we do this, you know? Yeah? Oh, the milkman's here. Let's have a threesome. But there's this new thing, new product, not so new, Google Glasses. So they look like a pair of glasses with this tiny little camera over the right lens. And you can do a lot of things with these Google Glasses. Google, glasses. You can, you know, when you're walking, it tells you where things are. Like, oh, the restaurant's over here to your left. You know, the bus station's over to your right. You know, your destination is coming up. I mean, most of the time, people, what, they're driving. So they have GPS. So if you fucking need Google Glasses for directions, you're an idiot. You really are an idiot. If you need Google Glasses, where am I at? I don't know. Take the fucking glasses off and look at the street sign, idiot. That's where you're at. Market Street? Right. Where's Third? Right the fuck behind you. If you look up right up there, see that 3 and that RD and the ST? That's Third Street, idiot. Slap. Give me those Google Glasses. So I've seen some people wearing those things, and I really want to roundhouse kick them in the side of the head. I really do. It's like, you know, you don't need those. You do not need those when you're walking. You do not. What a map is so much better because you can fold it, you can refer to it. It shows you everything at once. It shows you the streets. It shows you the intersections, and there's points of interest. Google works as you walk. Plus, you look like a fucking idiot with this little tiny lens over your eye. Oh, here's what's going on. There's some douchewad. There's some used sewer tampon on YouTube right now. I don't know his name. Maybe next week I'll say it. I don't know his name. He's recording people with this camera. He's going up to people. He's sitting down when they're on the phone or they're drinking coffee or they're coming out of a store, and he's just walking up to them like a fucking retard and just looking at them. And they're like, what? And he's like, nothing. Like, what are you doing? Nothing. Well, why are you standing here? No reason. It's like, you deserve a kick between the balls with a pointy cowboy boot. You're sitting up there. It's basically you're invading their privacy. You're just walking up, and you're just like standing there, and you've got these fucking Google Glasses on, and you're recording their conversations, and you're getting in their business. Now, before you start going, what? You're out there, you're in the public. You're in the public eye. First of all, we don't have cameras built into our fucking heads. We don't need them. Second of all, sure there's cameras out there. Sure there's cameras out there. You know what those are for? Surveillance. I don't know, in case maybe, there's a robbery next door, and, oh, some video cameras caught the perpetrators. Oh, good, yeah, thumbs up. Hey, let's zoom in. Oh, okay, we see it's a guy in a car, and he, you know, this and that. Let's get him. That's what those cameras are for. To prevent theft, to maybe catch, you know, potential thieves, to catch somebody in the act. Who knows? Everybody's so paranoid about Big Brother watching. And then they go out and get some fucking Google Glasses so they can watch back. But yet they're just watching other people, and they're recording them. And this dickhead is putting videos of him doing this to people, multiple videos of him doing this to people, walking up to them, just standing in their face. Like, you know, what you want to fuck me? Take the Google Glasses off. You know, punch them right in the mush.